Do kids need teachers? But definitely, and what I was saying about inspiration earlier, you know, I know one of my students has, in the first week of her course, has got onto Twitter, got involved in the education community and was watching today. And that's the kind of spark of inspiration that I think this event is going to be really valuable for. I want this stuff on YouTube as quick as possible so I can show it to them. But I think there's definitely a space for that loosening. But unfortunately at the moment, the reality is that teachers have to play this game. If they believe in the kind of things that have been spoken about today, then they end up having to play this game between the learning that's desired by the children and the learning that's required by the government. And trying to keep one eye on what's desired and one eye on what's required, you end up cross-eyed pretty quickly.
But having said that, a lot of private schools have got these systems in place already. And this is what people don't realise, is that there is the communities, there are mentors. They do take risks. They do have people who come in and show them and give them all those facilities. It is part of their remit often. And there is a sort of entitlement there that they expect. And I think we need to give that to our communities, the ones for the schools that aren't, you know, for the more moneyed people, I think. I mean, that in my view is my view.
But again, the debate around private schools and state schools has been so polarised in as long as I can remember, between, you know, all of the economic issues really. And there's loads of private schools doing great stuff, giving their children great experiences. And yes, they're exclusive, and yes, ideally we would want everyone to be able to access whatever type of education fits them best. But that doesn't mean that in the state sector we can't learn from some of the stuff, a lot of the stuff that private schools are doing really, really well. And I'm sure the private schools have things to learn from the state sector as well.
Don't get me wrong, I'm just provoking questions, but yeah, I quite agree. I think the Breakfast Club was amazing today though.
Well, the thing that I thought about that is that something that you said about this event is for people who can spend their Saturday doing it, spend their money coming here. It's for people who do want to make a real difference, but it's also for people who are stimulated by intellectual problems and intellectual challenges and things to think about and want to get inspired for themselves. And out of all of the talks here, one of them that really addressed something that wasn't intellectually challenging, it wasn't intellectually interesting, but it was fundamental, was the Breakfast Club one. And in many ways, that was the most important one. And I'm not going to go away mulling over those problems in my head, because those problems are black and white, so we need to sort them out now.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you very much.